The day when the earthquake will hit this world, this earth. The day when the earthquake will hit this earth. Ya ayyuhan nasu ittaqu rabbakum. إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد. O mankind, fear your Lord and be dutiful to him. The earthquake of the hour is indeed a mighty, terrible thing. The day you shall see it. The day you shall see it. Every nursing mother will forget her nursling. Every pregnant one will drop her load. You will see mankind as though they are in a drunken state, yet they are not in a drunken state. But severe is the punishment of your Lord. A warning from the Almighty Lord, Allah Ta'ala, about this earthquake. Warning us, admonishing us. Beware! Just to listen, no, but to prepare for it. Have we not admonished a beautiful surah? Known, named Surah Al-Zalzala. A whole surah in the Quran called the earthquake. Which gives a violent shake to all those drowsy hearts, warning humanity of the day of resurrection. The day when the earth, this earth that you are walking on, since you were born, you have been eating, sitting, sleeping, drinking, playing, joking, worshipping Allah Ta'ala on this earth, this firm earth, on that day it will tremble and quake and shake. And it will be a powerful blast. And it will make every single creature terrified. بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها. The day when the earth is shaken by convulsions. The final earthquake on this earth. Zelzala means to shake violently over and over and over again. And it's not just a limited portion of the earth, a small territory, no. It means the entire earth will shake. وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا. Thus, after that, after the quake, it will spit out, throw out all its burden. Human beings, mankind, jinn, animals, they will all be thrown out. And this will be the resurrection. Allah Ta'ala reassemble the humans in their graves. He will make them exactly in the same shape and form as they were in this life. And this will be, as you all know, after the blow of the trumpet by Israfil. And it is known to be the second blow of the trumpet, known as the blow of revival and resurrection. Thus, mankind will be resurrected from the life of the dead. There are deniers out there of this time. There are deniers out there that say, no, there is no such thing as resurrection. They deny Allah's ability to turn our bones, our dust, into beings with feelings and senses. And without a doubt, this denial stems from the ignorance of the power of the mighty Lord. Glorified is He, our originator, our creator, our organizer, our fashioner, our designer, who created man from the first time, for the first time, out of nothing. Out of dust He created us. And how dare those infidels deny resurrection? Who created you, you idiot? How did you exist? From non-existence? Does non-existence have the ability to exist? Or to create? Anyhow, how stupid is man? Muhammad Ibn Khuzaymah, Ahmad ibn Hanbal, Sulaiman ibn al-Ash'af, Abu Dawood, collected a beautiful hadith that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, O Prophet of Allah, how does Allah give life to the dead? And what is the sign of that in his creation? Answering very, very smart in a wise way. He said, have you not passed your family's barren river? And a barren river is a place where it's bare of vegetation. It's dead, there's no life in it. He said, yes, O Prophet of Allah. He said, have you not passed it again and found it to be full of life, green, fresh, alive? He said, yes, O Messenger of Allah. He said, likewise, Allah Ta'ala will give life to the dead, and this is his sign in his creation. The pagan Arab who was trying to play or mock or joke about Islam, he grabbed a bit of dust, which was bones, decomposed bones. He said, Ya Rasulullah. Well, he didn't say Rasulullah because he did not believe him being Rasulullah. Because how Muhammad, how will Allah give life to this? How will he give life to this? In a state of mockery, he was saying it. How? Muhammad said to him, he looked him in the eye, he will give life to this. He will cause you to die, thus he will resurrect you, and he will throw you in hellfire. وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَهُ قَالَ مَنْ يُحْيِي الْعِظَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ كُلْ يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٌ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُم مِّنَ الشَّجَرِ الْأَقْدَرِ نَارًا فَإِذَا أَنتُم مِّنْهُ تُوقِدُونَ أَوَلَيْسَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِقَادِرٍ أَن يَخْلُقَ مِثْلَهُمْ بَلَى وَهُوَ الْخَلَّاقُ الْعَلِيمُ. He puts forth a parable. This man, he forgets his own creation and says, who will give life to this? After it's been dust, decomposed. Say, Ya Muhammad, Allah, he will give him life. He will give life to this. He will give life to this. The one who created it for the first time. The one who produces for us what? Fire from the green trees. Fire from the green trees. He is the one. Is not he who created the heavens and the earth able to create the like of them? Indeed he is, and he is the knower of all creation. وَلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And we believe in that, dear creatures. We believe that he will give life, just as he gave us life the first time.